Most superheroes use their powers for good. Now, the West African singer Anjali Kidjo may not wear a cape, but she sure has a super powerful voice. She says her mission is to use it for the good of humanity. That means working with UNICEF to bring attention to communities across Africa that have been devastated by hunger, disease, and warfare. It also means making music that speaks to a global audience. Anjali Kidjo's new CD, Gen Gen, features duets with musicians from across the spectrum, including Carlos Santana, Peter Gabriel, Ziggy Marley, Joss Stone, and this, the title song, with Alicia Keys.
The thing I've been doing all my life is to prove that music is universal. It's the only language that links all of us together. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the color of skin that you have, which language you speak. Music just go right to the heart of our soul and make us say the truth or not. If you don't say the truth, it doesn't stay. So I start reaching out to different artists and hoping that their schedule will work with mine. And I have to say that I was lucky that within the time that I reached out to everybody, everybody was willing to do it, and they had the time to do it at that when I reach out to them. And that's how it comes about. And how that brings something to what I do is just to improve and emphasize the message that I have been saying for so many years, that we are one, for there's only one humanity, not two. And music is in our gene, in our history, in our past, our present, and our future.
You are not just a musician, but someone who also gives a lot back. And tell me more about the work that you've done, and maybe a child that you've seen that is someone who means something to you through your experiences.
It's not only one child that I met that really played a big role in my life till today. I mean, when I'm speaking about children, I have faces that comes to my mind when I'm talking on behalf of those children. I've met a girl in Ethiopia that lost her sister from HIV and AIDS, and her parents too, that she was orphaned. And the only thing left for her from her family is a painting that her sister that died painted. It was a painting of a child with tears in her eyes, where it was written in Amharic, "Enough is enough. After me, there should be anyone dying." And she gave it to me, and that was the only thing she had. And I just burst in tears because I was so hopeless. I didn't know what to do, what to say. But yet, she trusted me to find an answer, to find a solution for them and to speak for them.
That's a lot to carry with you. How do you put those experiences into your music, or do you not?
Without the music, I don't think I can adjust to any other places in the world. And also what I learned from those children is the hope and the strength that they have. They never give up. So who am I to give up? When I'm living the life I'm living, I can't give up. All I can do is not to forget them, to do everything I can with UNICEF and with any other human being out there that is willing to help. So music is the only thing really that helped me represent them, talk for them, and heal myself and give the strength and hope to people. I don't want people to feel depressed. I want people to listen to my music and to feel empowered, loved, for them to go outside of themselves and make the change that they need to make.
Some of your songs deal with family, like Mama Golo Papa. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Tell us about that song and why you put it on the album.
Mama Golo Papa, it's a song that I wrote after they broadcast the first terrorist woman that blazed herself up. And I was imagining how frustrated she was that she would not listen to her husband. She would not listen to nobody. What can bring somebody that give life to take her own life and other people's life? That is something that I cannot understand. One thing that I cannot ever understand and accept is that people using God's name to kill. That's what the song is about.
How do you feel about being this face of Africa, this strong, sexy, intelligent, creative African woman who is, you have a very striking figure that you cut in the world?
It's a lot of responsibility because that doesn't make me liked by everybody, because there are a lot of things that people don't want to hear that I come and talked about for my people from my continent. I know that I have a lot of responsibility. I have to be careful of what I said. But, you know, when you're an African woman and by extension an African person, people don't expect you to be articulate and to speak about some issues. They label you political person because when you're a woman, first of all, in Africa, in some part of Africa, you don't speak. And I find myself speaking for the youth of Africa, for the children of Africa, and for the women and the men of Africa, which is a huge, believe me, a huge responsibility. Because I don't only speak beautifully about it. When I'm there also, I tell my people also the truth. Because if we have problem, we have some responsibility to a certain extent that we have to face and find a solution for ourselves. And also, if we want people outside to respect us, we have to have the courage to face some of our problem and really go thoroughly through it and really deal with it. So how I feel? I feel blessed. I feel humble. I feel overwhelmed sometimes, but I feel a lot of responsibility.
Well, Angelique, we wish you the best in all of the different things that you do. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Thank you very much.
Angelique Kidjo's new CD is called Jen Jen.
Sa no viva do tonea se e alo